When the World Trade Center was destroyed, 73 of those who died in the attacks worked at Windows on the World, the restaurant at the top of the Twin Towers. Some of the surviving workers have created an organization that fights for workers' rights, and they're on the verge of creating a co-op restaurant in Lower Manhattan as a model for the industry. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of New York, or ROC New York, was born out of the ashes of 9/11. Coping with the grief of families and with the displacement of nearly 350 surviving workers, Fekak Mamdou, a former waiter and a union shop steward, said hundreds of people crowded into the union office after the attacks.
That was the only place that we know. We have a lot of people that they were undocumented. And those people, they were scared to go out. You're poor, you don't speak English, and we go with them, advocate for them, and that's how ROC New York started in the beginning.
Originally a relief organization and a place to find jobs, ROC New York soon changed into an organization with a much larger agenda. Now it gives English classes. It's hired academics to do studies of the restaurant industry. It's proposed legislation to protect low-wage workers, and it holds almost weekly protests against restaurants it says are discriminating against workers and holding back pay.
If you ain't heard, we'll say it again. We won't stop until we win.
Strikes are common in New York City, and although Windows on the World was unionized, ROC New York is not a union. Despite this, it has won some signed agreements with city restaurants. ROC's protests, like this one, against two restaurants run by the Smith and Walensky Restaurant Group, are marked by inventive chants, whistles, drums, and homemade shakers from bottles filled with sand. That's Saru Jayaraman, the executive director of ROC New York. Besides firing up the troops, Jayaraman sees ROC's larger mission as organizing the more than 160,000 restaurant workers in the city, many foreign-born and many undocumented.
And the studies that we've done show that very large numbers of them don't receive the minimum wage, don't receive workers' compensation, are discriminated against on the basis of race, immigration status, or language. And so we realized that what ROC really could be was a place to begin to organize the 99% of the industry that doesn't have a union.
Jayaraman says restaurant profits in New York City have gone up 250% in the last 20 years, while workers' wages have stagnated. And she says restaurants are making about a 10% profit. Chuck Hunt of the New York State Restaurant Association doesn't dispute the rise in profits, but he puts the restaurant profit margin closer at 5 or 6%. But whatever the profit margin, ROC New York doesn't only want to organize, it wants to create a model. It wants to prove that you can create a great restaurant with terrific working conditions and still make a profit. On this Monday, about 16 people sit around a long table for the weekly co-op meeting. There are Africans, South Asians, Eastern Europeans, Latinos. 20 nations are represented in the co-op. There's a translator for Spanish speakers. They have just closed a deal with an Italian food cooperative that will provide $500,000 in investment, about a third of what they need to start. They're negotiating over a location in Tribeca, and the architect who designed Nobu, one of New York's most fashionable restaurants, is on board. Stefan Milvagnim, the project manager for the restaurant, starts the meeting.
The investment is coming together, the location is coming together, the ROC New York Cooperative Restaurant Board nomination form. Does everyone have that?
The members talk about the issues a new board will have to consider. How does one become a new member? How does one fire somebody? Milvagnim says the restaurant will hold workers' rights as a high priority.
We'll be a model on cooperative ownership, distributed profit sharing, medical benefits. Even at some point we're going to move towards paid vacation. And the idea is to really kind of have a unionized workforce at some point.
But some co-op members wrestle with the question, will they be workers? Will they be owners? Will they be both? What does a union mean in a co-op? Milvagnim notes that workers and owners are rivals usually, and that there is an inherent conflict of interest in a co-op when one is both an owner and a worker. A woman named Ramona speaks up.
I think we cannot belong to a union because we are owners and workers at the same time. But the workers, no co-op members, have the right to be unionized.
Milvagnim speaks up for the ROC ideal.
If you want to be the example, you know, if you want to have that labor movement embrace what you're doing, then you kind of have to really be part of that labor movement. So you've got to figure out a way to balance everything. And I think it's a complicated issue.
There is no resolution by the end of the meeting. Other things have been easier to decide. The restaurant will serve American food with global influences, and they hope to open this fall. But creating a restaurant that will be profitable, be a model of cooperative ownership and good labor practices, will be a difficult task to achieve in the center of the capitalist world. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.